Our MSO News Sports football coverage for the North Shore continues, and we are joined by St. John's Prep head football coach Brian St. Pierre. Brian, welcome. Thanks for taking time to join us.
Hi, Bill. Appreciate you having me on again.
Well, you guys were winners Friday night in your opener at Marshfield, 41-20. I know last week, Brian, you mentioned three parts of the game, always offense, defense, special teams. So let's begin with offense. How did that stack up, and how do you feel it played out Friday in Marshfield, your offense?
Yeah, in general, very pleased. We ran the ball very, very well, very effectively. We were very physical, which I expected to be. I thought we balanced it well with the pass game. We threw for 227, ran for 280, I believe. So very productive night that way. A lot of scoring drives, long scoring drives, possessed the ball, which was all important. Had a couple drives here and there, a couple lapses that I didn't particularly like, but when you're starting brand new skill positions, sometimes that can happen. So over half our offense was starting for the first time last night. So to be expected, but a lot of really good things.
All right, how about the defense then, allowing 20 points to Marshfield?
Yeah, not happy about that. We were up 28-0 at halftime, and then did a surprise onside kick to start the second half and got a quick cheap touchdown out of that. And then we kind of let go of the rope a little bit after that. Coverages, defensive backfield, brand new starters at all four spots, and we just kind of blew some coverages and things we don't typically do that we need to clean up. But I thought up front in the front seven, we were pretty stout. And they're a very good offense. They present a lot of challenges, too. So I thought we hung in there. In the game, although they did come back, it wasn't really as close as maybe people thought it was. It did get to a one-score game, but we were always in control.
All right. So now, what about special teams? You mentioned the onside kick, a successful onside kick. What was your take on your special teams?
Yeah, a lot to clean up. It was a strength of ours last year. We had 9 return touchdowns, and we routinely flipped field position, and we didn't do that the other night. We didn't have really any returns of note. We gave up a pretty decent long kick return, and obviously the onside kick coming out of half is inexcusable. So we have a lot to clean up there, a lot of new faces as usual. But, there was enough good that I think we'll be all right, but there's certainly, that's the benefit of an opener, especially when you win. At least you get the win, but there's a lot to learn from, a lot to grow from, and we're definitely looking to do that this week.
Well, I've heard from coaches in the past that the most improvement a team can make is from week one to week two. So maybe putting in context what you learned from your team after your first game last Friday, and then, you know, what do you pull out of, what are some of the positives, if you could drop a name or two of some kids that did step up for you?
Yeah, I think we learned, the first thing I learned, and it wasn't surprising to me, is it's a pretty resilient, tough group, tough-minded group. It got to 28-20, and, you know, their whole town's at the game. It was a great atmosphere, a great crowd, and they had a lot of momentum. And we took the ball over on offense and went long field and just drove it and scored and kind of squashed whatever momentum they had and took the game back over. So I learned a lot about us there. I thought, if you're asking me, the groups that impressed me the most, offensive line and quarterback, played really, really well, very steady for us. And our running backs were outstanding, Cam LaGrasse and Dylan Alberti. Those guys really stood out to me. We're a very physical offense, and that was good to see.
Well, let me have you zero in on your offensive line. I know some of them are new this year, right, as starters?
Yeah, we have 3 returning starters in Graham Roberts, Jack DeFilippo, and Wells Gillette. But we also have 2 new starters in Braden Hughes at left guard and Angel Heredia at center. And their cohesion as a group has really grown through the preseason. We expected them to be, you know, a good group, and they've done nothing to tell us otherwise. They've been very good, very steady. Nothing flashy, nothing like, oh my goodness, but it's more, they work really well as a group and really unselfish guys, tough guys that are about the team, and that's what you need up front.
Brian, what can you tell me about Central Catholic, your Saturday opponent, with a 1:30 kickoff over at the Prep? What is the preview on Central this year?
we'll need to play better than we did Friday night. I know that. So they return a quarterback who's committed to Clemson. I know they have some skill back on both sides of the ball and some linemen back. So I think they return more than we do from last year's teams. And they're always really well coached and obviously a very, very good program, and we have a long history with them. So we will need to make the necessary improvement from week one to week two that you alluded to earlier to be competitive.
As far as a strength of theirs, what part of your defense do they test the most with their offense? Speed, size, a particular player or two? What would it be?
The quarterback stresses you. They spread you out, and he's a dual threat. He's a very good passer, but he's also a big, fast. He's a very fast kid. He's really good with his legs. So he puts you in a bind. They want to spread the field, and they have a lot of spread run and screens, and they want to make you defend every inch of the field. So I think offensively that's the first thing that jumps out at you. And then defensively, they get some size up front. They're pretty big up front. So I'm sure, knowing how we want to be physical and how we want to play a game, I'm sure that's going to be a big part of their game plan, is to use that big size up front on defense.
And I'm thinking, if they're looking at you, Brian, and your offense at St. John's Prep, is their biggest concern the balance between run and pass that you guys present?
I think everybody that plays us, they have to contend with that. I think they know we can do both, but it's on us to execute and make a defense know we can do both. And we always want to establish a line of scrimmage, though, no matter what it is. And I always tell the guys, it's not just about running the ball. When we run screens or we throw the ball, like receivers run people over, receivers block people in the run game, screens, linemen getting out, like you gotta be physical and punish people no matter what we're doing. It's not just about turning and handing it off. So we're bought in on that, all 11 on the field. They know the standard here that exists, and if they don't do it, they don't play. And I think they get that.
Well, Brian, we appreciate your time, and best of luck Saturday at home against Central Catholic.
Well, I appreciate it. Should be a good one. It's always a great crowd and a great atmosphere, so looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Brian St. Pierre, head football coach at St. John's Prep, here on MSONewsSports.com.